We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, I'm Sam Pasco, and this is the Fantasy Bites podcast. For more insight and analysis, head over to RotoWire.com/pod. We first start with the top player notes in the NBA. Chris Paul is not listed on the injury report for Game 2 against the Lakers on Tuesday. Paul suffered a stinger in his right shoulder during Sunday's Game 1 win over the Lakers, which appeared to bother him for the rest of the game. However, his complete absence from the team's injury report for Tuesday's Game 2 suggests that he will be available. LeBron James is listed as probable for Game 2 against Phoenix on Tuesday. James continues to show up on the injury report due to a lingering right ankle sprain, but it would be a big surprise if he didn't play Tuesday. In the NFL, Patrick Mahomes is ahead of schedule on his rehab and is expected to participate in offseason OTAs. Antonio Brown signed his one-year contract with the Buccaneers on Tuesday. The two sides agreed to his contract nearly a month ago, but Brown still needed to pass his physical before signing. The agreement has now been made official, suggesting Brown was able to pass his physical following arthroscopic knee surgery. He's expected to be recovered in 2 to 3 weeks. In Major League Baseball, Bryce Harper was placed on the 10-day injured list Tuesday with a left forearm contusion. There had been no prior indication of an injury to the star right fielder, but a miserable stretch at the plate and days off Sunday and Monday fueled speculation despite the team's denial that Harper was not 100% physically. Jacob deGrom won't have an official pitch count when he gets activated from the injured list and returns to the rotation on Tuesday. Trent Grisham landed on the 10-day injured list Monday with a left foot contusion. The top prop bets to consider on BetMGM for MLB action include the under 8.5 strikeouts for Corbin Burns and under 7.5 strikeouts for Joe Musgrove. Also consider under 2.5 earned runs for Clayton Kershaw, as we're projecting him to allow 1.8 earned runs. In DFS on FanDuel, Charlie Morton, Logan Gilbert, and Andrew Heaney are the top three value pitchers. Top targets offensively on FanDuel include Austin Meadows, Aaron Judge, and Xander Bogaerts. The Rays are smoking right now, winning 11 straight, and as such, we want a piece of that action against Brad Keller, who's allowing a 393 wOBA to lefties and a 404 mark to righties. Meadows has been more high and low, but his 389 wOBA and his 156 WRC plus are great. As for Aaron Judge against Toronto, he's raking right now against lefties and is priced the same as Kyle Schwarber. Bogaerts has a great head-to-head matchup against Atlanta starter Charlie Morton, going 10 of 29 while posting a 918 OPS in the process. For everything fantasy sports, sign up for a free 10-day trial on rotowire.com/pod. There's no commitment and no credit card needed. Again, rotowire.com/pod.